Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Have you ever read a scripture passage and have been pretty used to it? You know, maybe it's like the prodigal son or 1 Corinthians 13, you hear it all the wedding masses, and it's just a story or a verse that just washes over you, that you've heard it before. I think this is exactly what Jesus is calling us out of in our scripture passage today. Today we're reading from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother Mary and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." We're told in Hebrews that the word of God is living and effective, sharper than a two-edged sword. And if that's the case, then how come so often when we hear scripture passages, they don't seem to have that sharp effect on us? I think that Jesus is hitting the nail on the head that when things are commonplace to us, when the word of God is commonplace to us, when it's something we've grown up with and become used to, it doesn't have that effect on us anymore if we allow it to become callous to us. I think this is really well established and explained during the conversion of St. Ignatius of Loyola. So he was a man who was born and raised in his Catholic faith. However, as he got older and he developed habits of fancy living, womanizing, and military combat, all the things that he was taught as a young boy in a very Catholic Spain seemed to have faded. And it wasn't until something came and shook him up, literally a cannonball that hit his legs and shook him up into a hospital bed for a long period of time, that he had a chance to allow these stories to no longer become commonplace to him. As he was sitting in bed, he would read the different stories that he wanted to read about castles and knights and glory and majesty. And when he read these stories, he found that the secular versions of them would leave him dry and empty. But as he read the stories of scripture and the lives of the saints, he was given a gift of new eyes to read them. Because what he noticed is as he read these scriptures that were wholesome and calling on to greater virtue, his heart was lit aflame. When he saw with new eyes what was commonplace to him, he experienced a revival of God in his life. And you're probably familiar with St. Ignatius of Loyola. He went on to start the Jesuits, which would then become one of the largest associations of Catholic priests in the world. He led people to conversion. He led and converted men who would convert literally tens of thousands of people in foreign lands. And it all started with him allowing scripture to have the effect it's meant to have on him. This is exactly what Jesus is talking about in our scripture passage today. So I implore all of us, let's call out to God and ask him for new eyes so that we would no longer be like those who lived in his hometown for whom he could not work many mighty deeds because of their lack of faith, because Jesus was commonplace to them. Let's allow our readings and the Mass, the living word of God and his body and blood, to transform us, begging for new eyes to see the glory of God in them. We want to call out to God more and more, asking that he would light a new fire in our lives, a new flame of hope. So let's pray for that right now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I ask that you come into our lives today, that you shake up our lives and allow us to see you in a new and powerful way that you've always desired us to see you. I pray for the eyes of St. Ignatius to see and a heart to know you more. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, God bless, and have a great day.